This week's parsha, the famous pasuk, "Amalach Agolo Simi Kol Ra Yivarech Asad De Orim." The Kerei Vehem Shmi V'Shem of Asayim Ram V'Yitzchak V'Yidgu L'Rov V'Kerev Haaretz. So the part of the pasuk that I want to focus on is V'Yidgu L'Rov V'Kerev Haaretz. That means we should be like fish. Yidgu L'Rov V'Kerev Haaretz. So what does that mean? How does it mean to be fish? So Rashi says, Kidogim halolu shaparim v'rabim v'ein ayin hara shaletis behem. That the fish are parim v'rava, they propagate, they multiply, and they don't have an ayin hara. And we know they don't have an ayin hara because the fish are covered up. Like the fish are in the yam, they're covered up. And that's one important Musar Haskel. I once heard a whole shiur from Rav Yosef Rabinowitz, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Eli Shulman. The pasuk says in Masechet Tomid, I think Kaf Lam Beis, Harotze sheyichye yomis esasmo. Harotze sheyichye yomis esasmo. What does that mean? You want to live? You should kill yourself. Harotze sheyichye yomis esasmo. So what he Rabinowitz interpreted, and it means like this: if you want to live, you shouldn't try to flaunt yourself. It means you shouldn't try to flaunt who you are. You know, it doesn't mean you have to live a private life and be, in seclusion. But you don't flaunt yourself. So that's what the fish. The fish are covered up. So the Yidgul Oro, in other words, they're doing a lot, but they're not flaunting because they're part of Arava, they're accomplishing and they're multiplying. But they're covered up. They're not doing it in an ostentatious way, etc. Okay. There's a Medrash that says a very interesting point. The Medrash Rabba says, Ma dogim halolu gedelim b'mayim. The Medrash says an unbelievable thing about fish. Fish live in water. Fish is an ocean. You know what an ocean is? So much water. Ocean. So the Medrash says an unbelievable thing. Kaven shiyaredes tipa akas milmala mikabam oso b'tzimon kimish lo tom tam mayim b'mayim. Whereas when it starts to rain and they see a drop coming, they run towards that drop. Varishalom. They have all the water. It's like they don't know what water is. It's like they never saw water before. They have a whole yam full of water and a little drop, they're running for that. So the Medrash says, Kachem Yisrael gedeilu b'mayim b'torah. Kevish in shom dover chodesh to that Torah, heim kavu moso b'tzimon kimishu l'shomu d'var Torah b'mayim. In other words, you learn so much in your life, but every little bit you're interested to hear more. In other words, you might have a lot of Torah that you learned in the past, but every little bit, like the fish. The fish have so much water! But they're interested in every lip, every bit. Every bit. That's the Tzimon for Torah. That's the Tzimon for Torah. Every little bit. Whereas a person says, oh, I came to Shia 5 days, 4 days away, I don't have to come on Sunday. Yidgul Arov. Every little bit. Every little bit. Torah's Choshev, every little bit. Like we're going to see, like a businessman. Well, what do you think? He has so much money, but he wants to collect every bit that comes to him. He doesn't say, "Oh, I don't need," because something's chashuv. So every little bit, the fish have the whole yam. And what? When it's raining, a little drop, they get so excited. Oh, an extra drop! I can cup around an extra drop. The Yidgul Arov V'Kerev Haaretz. And what's the yisod is the pasuk in Mishlei. Yikarehi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than pearls. V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu bo. So the pasuk shot Rashi says means that all your wants can't compare to the Torah. V'chol chafatzecha lo yishvu bo. So the Vilna Gaon explains like this. He says like this: the two things in life, the luxuries and necessities. He says like this: Kiderach Adam Lirdov Liktos Dover Machmas Shnei Dvar. O Machmas Dover Yakov Einu Nimsa Klal. And Avadim Thomas and Margolios. Well, it's the two things that people like: something that's very expensive, chashuv. People go for that, like diamonds and jewelry. Zeh luchvod. Oh, machmas shesharach zamo kimo tvuah. Well, other things are necessities, like you need water, you need milk, you need things like that. So that's what the pasuk is saying. That Torah fits into both categories. In other words, people like expensive things and they like necessities. So it means like this: Yikarhi bipninim. In the category of expensive things, of chashuv things, the Torah is the most chashuv. And the category of necessities, Chol Chavetzecha, the Torah is the most important necessity. So the Torah fits in both categories. Yikarhi bipninim. In other words, in the category of people like the expensive things, the Torah is the most valuable. People like necessities, they need necessities, the Torah is the most important necessity. So that's what he says. So if a person realizes this pasuk in Mishlei, the way the Gra explains it, it's Yikari, it's the most precious of the precious, and it's the most necessity of the necessities, so then you understand with Yid Gumaro why every little tipa, every little drop is so important. And as pointed out, one of the Sfarim points out that that's the the worship of Torah points out that that's what man was created for. There's a famous pasuk in Bereishis, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofar min Hadama Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Ruach Chayim Mi Adam LeNefesh Chayim. So everyone knows Nefesh Chayim Ukulus translates Ruach Memalala. That's the most famous Ukulus in Chumash on page 6. I didn't bracket it. Ruach Memalala. That man is a speaking being. But the Targum Yonasan says something else. Targum Yonasan, if you want to look in the on page 8, we have the translation of Targum Yonasan. It says that not only man is Ruach Medaberes, but take a look. Ruach Memalolan, Horus Ainul Matsus Ayudin. That a man is made as to be a speaker. Lemor einayim, lishmo oznayim. In other words, you created for your sight, for your speech, and for your hearing. And obviously, the very Torah. V'yid gumaro means if you really understand and believe that the Torah is the most precious of the precious things. Diamonds? Most expensive diamonds? Torah is the most precious. And Rabbi Goldman always says, these are the diamonds. Necessities? Kihiu chayecha. So therefore, you don't want to lose a drop. You have to be like the dogim. The dogim, they have all the water in the world, but there's an extra drop that they can chop. They're so excited. And there's a famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, page 9, from Yosef ben Yoezer, Yisrael, of Yosef ben Yochanan, Yisrael, Shlaim, people there. Yosef ben Yoezer, Yisrael Omer, Yehik Beischa Beisvad L'Chachamim. Your house should be a place where Talmidei Chachamim gather. Vaved Misabeg Ba'afar Raglehem. You should cling to the dirt of their feet. What does that mean? The Bar Tanur explains, Kolom Asher Telech Achareim. In other words, you should walk after the Talmid Chacham, because when someone walks, he kicks the dirt. So it means you're walking after their dirt, meaning you're walking after them. That's another way of saying you're walking after them. Well, the other pshat he gives is that they used to the way they used to do it is the Rebbe would sit on a little low bench, and all the Talmidim would sit around on the ground. So that's what it means. Because the Rebbe would be sitting a little higher, so the Talmidim would be near the Rebbe's feet. If the Talmidim were on the ground, and the Rebbe was a little elevated, so the Talmidim was always clinging on to the Rebbe. And this idea is a famous Igeres. The Moshe Torpoz that the Rambam wrote to his son. Igeres Musa the Rabbi Avram Beno. Even though some say that it's a forgery. But I prefer to say it's not a forgery. Or even if it is a forgery, it's still a valuable letter, whoever wrote it. He says, first arrow, Avu Achokh, love wisdom, Yikshua Kekesel. You should like it like money, like gold, kimat momin, like valuable things you should look after. Histofufu v'botei chachomim halomdim v'alom malamdim. You should be in the houses of chachomim halomdim v'malamdim. Shami yu tiyucha. That's where you should spend your time. Histavnu, you should feel pleasure v'shmo ha-chochmos, hear the chochma, the musar, chidushim v'fufuei ha-talmidim. And then he writes in the second arrow, Limdu bibakuraska. Learn when you're still young. Achanas du lasim. All the bakam ponoi terem yimolim achshavot v'koch amazkia dechosh. Until your memory is going to, when you get older, you start to forget things, you start, but you're still vibrant. That's the time. He said, look, Eshe Kitzun lo tichlu. Because the time will come that you want to learn, but you won't be able to. Because you'll be too old. So limdu bibachuraska, yud gidro. And Chassid Yavetz writes on page 12. Achok hazeh shoran etnasi vechov vora kilo nachshav shi sedus kshach tzoch hazamanios kimi shi baruch Hashem meinu tzorech lachazor harem. Whereas Torah is not something you can learn a little bit. Torah is something you have to be totally enveloped in. That's why your house should be your house. That Talmidei Chachamim come to, that you speak in Torah, it's a house of Torah. Because Torah is not something you pick up a little in the street here, a little here. It's not like other things. It's you have to permeate your environment with a Torah environment. And that's the idea of Yidgur. You say, well, I learned enough today. No, the Torah environment, Yidgur Lerov, Beischa Beischa Vadla Chachamim. But there's another aspect that I want to point out as well. Dr. Lamb likes to quote this with Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner has another pshat in Havei Misabek Vafar Agleim. And I think this is very important. So he quotes, Tachal Lefarsh, Ki Memchat Zvarim, there are 48 ways to be called a Torah. Echem Mehem U'machkim Es Rabosav, Odei Shalosav HaCharifim. Whereas, when a Talmud asks a question to a Rebbe, that makes the Rebbe think more. It gives the Rebbe more Chochmah. He says, what is Misabek? What does it say by Yaakov and the Malach? By Yavet Ish Imo. That's what it means. So you shouldn't just sit there, like some people just sit there, take notes, and they don't, they're just court stenographers. That's their whole you know, they're very good course stenographers. No, having mesabek means, it doesn't mean you shouldn't take notes, but it means you shouldn't only take notes. I mean, you should be an active participant. You should literally wrestle with your Rebbe, meaning you should ask questions. You shouldn't just, okay, the Rebbe said I'm taking down something. No, you should be thinking. You should be an active participant in the shiur as well, in the learning process as well. So it shouldn't be just that your head is, you know, on freeze, and you just, you know, you're not even thinking. You just obviously, misabeg, it's just loshon vayavek ish imo. Ki milchemes mitzvahu. And then he quotes here, Rav Goldberg quotes the bottom. This is his from Tells, Rav Aaron David Goldberg. He put out the, his, you know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, his edition. He said that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Grah told him that he should not, if he feels somebody's wrong, he should argue with him. That's what the Grah told Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He says, you could argue, the Gaon, again, everyone, obviously this is the Gaon of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's not for everyone to just say something's wrong. You can ask questions, but, you know, we shouldn't think that we're smarter than this, you know, Rav Yosef Karo or something like that. But the Gaon told Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you can argue with anyone up to the Rosh, not including the Rosh. So he tells a story that once Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote a tshuva to be Matir and Aguna. So his minhag was, whenever he'd write a tshuva to Matir Aguna, he wouldn't send it out right away. He would sleep a night over it. And then he would send it out. So he wrote the tshuva, he didn't send it out, he slept overnight, and overnight he had a dream that he shouldn't send out the tshuva again. Then he slept another night, and he said, the dream, also, don't send it out yet. And it's happened three times. And then he said, there must be a simon that something's wrong here. So he read over the tshuva again, and then he found that something he said in the tshuva was against something that the Rosh had said. And so therefore he changed his mind. But the idea is that learning has to be a live pursuit. It's not like you're the Rebbe is there and you just sit there like a goyim. You have to be thinking. Some people are more shy; they don't like this. But even if you're not the type of person who likes to speak up, at least you should be thinking about it. You know, you ask questions. Go, you know, not in a chasrul in a disrespectful way, but that's part of the process. Have a misabek means to wrestle with the Chachamim. Not in a disrespectful way, and not to say that I'm right and you're wrong, but to be an active participant in the process. And Rabosai, I think this is also is part of the Yid Gula Rov. So I'll tell you why. What is the Targum of the Yid Gula Rov? How do you say a fish in Aramaic? So look at the Targum on page 1. Ukenune yama yisku. Fish is nuna. Nuna. You should propagate like the fish, like the nune de yama. So I remember many years ago Dr. Lamb sent over a vort from the Yalkut Reveni. And it was a vort. We had a meeting once in Teaneck, a whole day meeting with the Rebbeim, and I think Rav Schechter told Dr. Lev he should start off the whole day with, he should say a Dvar Torah. So the Dvar Torah he said was, what's Pshat in page 17 in Parshas Bahaloskov with the Nunim Hafuchim? The backwards Nunim. So Rabbi Lamb quoted the Yalkut Ruvenium, page 19. Inyan hanunim v'im tzor menucha. Eilu beiz nunim kvodo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'im kikro shal olam. The nunim are the most important things. Tach biros Yaakov came birach as bonav v'yid gularov. And they're so important, the nunim, that when Yaakov gives his sons a bracha, he says v'yid gularov. Because nun is nuna is a dad. V'yid gularov. So there's a connection between these nunim, nuna, and the nunim apuchim, and v'yid gularov. So Dr. Lamb said one of the same chat that the nunim apuchim mean that sometimes you just don't go with the flow. Nunim apuchim means that the fish will go swimming against the current. And that's what the Yalkut Ruvain is saying is so chashuv. And I think, based on what we're saying, the point is that, again, sometimes you hear something and you have to ask a question. You have to challenge. You have to have a shock of Italian. You can't just sit there and, like, go along. And that's the part of the process of Vayavek Ishimo, the Hamas Abek, really. You should wrestle Afar Adlayim. The Kli Yoker says another shot in the Nunim Hafuchim. The Kli Yoker says Nun is a fish. Okay, so the Nun is like the fish who have to realize that they get their sustenance from the water. He quotes the famous Gemara Brachos on page 20 here. That there was a gzeira, that gzeira smachos yom shal yasku yisrael batorah. So Papas ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva that was teaching Torah. So he said to Rabbi Akiva, aren't you afraid that they're going to kill you? So he says, I'll give you a mashal. The fox was on the nahar, by the river, and he saw the fish who were running away from him. So he says, why are you running? He says, we're afraid people are going to take nets and catch us. That's what the fish was saying. So the fox said to the fish, maybe you want to come to the land and you can live with us. So he says, if we're afraid in our own habitat, in the water, so certainly in the land, when it's not our own habitat, we're going to be afraid. So the same thing Rabbi Akiva said. Torah is ki chayecha ve'och yamecha. So if we're going to stop learning, that's going to make things better. If I care, it'll make things worse. Because this is learning Torah is our natural oxygen. It's our natural habitat. So the Kli Yoker says that's the pshat in the Nunim Hafuchim. Nunim Dag Hafuch, HaPorish Mokam Chiyusa, Pona Pona Valsfas Lachutz. So the Nunim were facing away. If I even saw Ha'orim, right? In other words, so the nun could either face the aron or face away from the aron. So, right, the Chazal say they were like tinok avorach mibeis hasefer. So the first nun is facing away. It's facing away from the even so aron. That's remez. They weren't into Torah, they were facing away from it. And that was the chet. Kinun afucha achrona, remez al tulosum zachanas adoga, kinun had a dog. Aval nun arishona, remez to Yisrael limshul adogim shikir chiyusa b'mayim. Okay, kol dag pona pona v'lashut l'tocha mayim. Just like Rabbi Akiva says. And the Chazal say they left Har Sinai like little kids running out of school with the buzzer, when the bell rings. So the Nun Hafuch, the first Nun Hafuch, represents facing away from Vayhi B'Tzohar. Yeah. Hafka panem ben aposuk vim tzohar. Panel tevo samachem. And that was the chet. And the second nun, he says, refers to something else. But the nun rishona, and that's the idea. So Rabosai, v'yitu l'ro, tells us the following. It tells us, first of all, you have to be tzanua. Like there's no ayin hara sholeit, you're mechusa, you're not flawed. It also tells us you have to be marich every little bit of Torah. You can't say, oh, I was here, you know, 4 days of the week, I can miss a shir here, I can miss here. But they'll give every tipa. When it's raining, they're all excited. What are they excited about? A couple more drops, they have the whole yam. Somebody who understands that what? That yikarhi miknimim, it's, as the Gra says, it's the most valuable of the valuable things, v'chol chafatzech l'yushbuba, and it's the most wanted of the necessities, will understand this idea. And that's the other aspect of permeating yourself, having beischa beisvav l'chachomim, vavim mis'abek, also, Rav Chaim Volozhin, to wrestle. And that, like Dr. Lamb said, the fish, the nun hafuchim, means the fish that are going against the current. They're not just sitting back and accepting. Meaning, not that we shouldn't accept, but we should ask questions, we should try to understand. We should be active participants, like the nunim hafuchim, which are going against the current. Ultimately, of course, we shouldn't go against the Mesorah, Chas V'Shalom, or anything like that, but we should be part of the process, part of the Shakal of Atariya. It shouldn't be just a dormant note taker. You have to be alive and learning, like the dogim that are going against the current. And the Yarkul Rumain says that Ikur Shal Olam, the Yidul Rov, that's why the bracha is like dogim. And we should never turn away. We should never be like the Nun Hafucha, that now darshaning like the Kli Yoker, the Nun Hafucha being a negative thing, that the Nun is turning away from Vayehi B'Tzohar Ha'aron. This we should always realize that's the most important luxury in our life, the most important, I shouldn't say luxury, the most important valuable thing in our life, and the most important necessity of our life. But the key thing is, try to take advantage of every tipa that you can get. Every opportunity. Don't lose it. You say, oh, I did this, I did that, but this is another opportunity. Take advantage of all the opportunities you have, and Be'ez Hashem, you'll get the bracha, the Yidgul Arov, the Karavar. I don't know if you guys should do it.